Minister of Energy, Dr. John Abdullah Jinapor. His Excellency Charles the Affairs, Indian High Commissioner to Ghana, members of the Diplomatic Corps, distinguished captains of industry, development partners, our dear chiefs and queen mothers, esteemed members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, wish to stand on to welcome you. All existing protocols observed on this historic event. It is with deep humility and immense pride that I stand before you today as B5 Plus commissions yet another milestone in Ghana's industrial journey. The steel ball mill and sextile mill manufacturing plant and the expansion of our pre-engineering building, PEB fabrication systems, a strategic facility aligned with Ghana's industrial transformation agenda under Your Excellency's visionary 24 hours economy policy. Today is not merely the opening of a factory, it is the expansion of Ghana's industrial frontier. It is the strengthening of local manufacturing capacity. It is the deepening of value addition within our mining and construction sectors. Your Excellency, everything you see here, from the civil works to the structure fabrication, from the electrical installations to the way bridges, the automobile centers, the residential facilities and factory structures, has been designed, fabricated and constructed by Ghanaian hands in Ghana, 100% made in Ghana. Only the machinery was imported. The vision, execution, engineering and commitment are Ghanaians. This is what industrial confidence looks like. With this commissioning, B5 Plus now produces all type of structure steel sections, grinding media balls for the mining industry, expanded pre-engineering building, PEB fabrication facility, heavy industrial structures including warehouses, tankers, trailers and factory systems. Your Excellency, Ghana is one of Africa's leading gold producers. Yet, the true measures of national prosperity is not only what we extract from beneath our soil, but what we build above it. Today I speak not only as a manufacturer, but as a Ghana-based industrial partner committed to advancing your vision of a 24 hours economy. An economy that works around the clock, powered by local production, local talent and local ambition. This is more than manufacturing. It is a foundation of a self-reliant industrial base and a mining-powered transformation of our nation. Across Ghana and West Africa, the annual requirement of grinding media balls exceeds 200,000 metric tons. Ghana alone has the industrial capacity to produce over 200,000 tons per annum, with B5 Plus currently having a capacity of 120,000 tons annually. Yet, Ghana's domestic consumption stands at approximately 70,000 tons per annum, and a significant portion continues to be imported. Your Excellency, this represents an opportunity. We respectfully propose stronger protective measures for local industry, including enhanced anti-dumping duties on imported grinding media balls and steel products, or where appropriate, structured restrictions to ensure that Ghana's manufacturing capacity is fully utilized before imports are considered. This is not protectionism, this is strategic industrial policy. B5 Plus has proudly served Ghana's mining sector for more than two decades. We have become backbone of the mining supply chain, not by privilege, but by performance. Our grinding media balls supplied to gold fields have consistently exceeded performance expectations, where the industry target consumption rate stood at 720 grams per ton. Our products achieved approximately 702 grams per ton, saving 18 grams per ton and delivering measurable consumption efficiencies of nearly 3% extra advantage. The context in grinding media lower consumption is better. It means our balls last longer and deliver more value per ton of core processed. This is Ghanaian manufacturing delivering global standards. If Ghana can imagine it, we can fabricate it. Today, B5Plus is not only steel producer, we are the producers of entrepreneurs' excellency. We are proud of that. With branches across major regions of Ghana, we serve real estate developers, mining companies, oil and gas operations, fabricators, distributors and retailers, infrastructure contractors, and users. We are a true one-stop industrial steel hub. We employ directly and indirectly over 15,000 Ghanaians, contributing significantly to domestic manufacturing growth and foreign exchange retention. For over a decade, we have proudly remained a member of Ghana Club 100, demonstrating consistency, quality and economic contribution. Our operations are Kaizen driven and ISO certified by TÜV SÜD Germany, reflecting global production standards. We have received multiple awards nationally, regionally and internationally for excellence in manufacturing, service delivery and innovation. Your Excellency, industrialization must be sustainable. B5Plus has commissioned a 16.5 megawatt rooftop solar power plant already operational. An additional 16.5 megawatt installation is underway, bringing total renewable capacity to 33 megawatt by year end. For self-consumption only, powering our manufacturing operations with clean energy. This demonstrates that heavy industry and green transition can coexist. B5Plus believes industry must outfit, uplift society. Free national blood donations, exercises, educational sponsorship programs, support to sports and community institutions. During COVID-19, we supplied free medical oxygen to government and private hospitals for over 25 months. Education is especially close to our heart. Your Excellency, with your encouragement during your previous administration, the seed of DPS International School was planted. Today, that institution produces students entering elite universities such as MIT, Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, Imperial College, King's College, UCL and many more, flying Ghana's flag high globally. We now seek land allocation to establish a police station to enhance security and safety. We have requested our Honorable MP St. George to allocate land for police station and a school, as well as daily 5,000 daily workers and the persons they move around this facility. To secure this infrastructure is essential. Under Your Excellency's agro-industrial agenda, B5Plus is committed to expanding into large-scale industrial agriculture, contributing to food security and agro-processing value chain. Industry and agriculture must grow together. Your Excellency, to scale to the next level and fully support the 24-hour economy, we respectfully request strategic policy support. Large-scale industrial equipment and key raw materials require fiscal incentives to remain competitive regionally. Access to domestic scrap from public institutions will strengthen local steel recycling and reduce imports. Currently, raw materials and finished grinding media balls attract the same tax, 5%. This weakens local value addition. In Asia, finished exports are incentivized. Ghana must protect its manufacturers. We request anti-dumping safeguards. Our products Ghana can already produce, not only for Ghana, but for the export market as well, with international quality standards. Products like rebars, nails, binding wire, galvanized mesh, wire mesh, PV structures, grinding media balls, tankers and trailers, and many more. Without protective measures, unfair imports undermine domestic industry. Your Excellency, B5Plus is one of the leading manufacturers of pre-engineering buildings, rebars and structural steel in West Africa, and among the largest on the continent. Yet, we continue to see imported prefabricated structures and steel products entering the mining sector and private sector. often with exemptions, despite the availability of world-class local alternatives. Every unnecessary import represents foreign exchange leaving Ghana, jobs not created locally, and industrial capacity underutilized. We respectfully urge stronger enforcement of local content policy to ensure that Ghanaian manufacturers are given first consideration. Steel manufacturing depends on scrap and its primary raw material. We also urge the captains of industry present here today to create the synergy. Let us engage in inter-trade, support one another, and prioritize goods produced right here in Ghana. When we buy from each other, we build each other. Despite holding valid land titles, we continue to face operational challenges. We are really grateful to our Honorable Minister of Trade and Industry, Elizabeth Afuso Azare, and our Honorable Minister, Honorable St. George, our MP for Ningo Prampram, and the Minister of Communication for their assistance. Their consistent assistance has been given. That is why we've been able to expand to this level. And with their support, we are trying to see the long-lasting solution for the land issues we are having here. Thank you very much, Honorable Ministers, our Agro Minister, our Industrial Minister, and our Honorable St. George. We express our deepest gratitude to our financial partners, IFC, Northfund, Standard Bank, Ecobank, APSA, UBA, and our other financial partners, whose confidence in our vision has been instrumental in our growth. We also thank our suppliers, our valued customers across all industries, and most importantly, our dedicated workers. Without their belief and resilience, this achievement would not be possible. Your Excellency, B5 Plus is not waiting for the 24-hour economy. We are already operating within it with your blessings. We stand ready to expand capacity, save millions in foreign exchange, create thousands of additional jobs, deepen local beneficiation, position Ghana as a steel and fabrication hub in West Africa, and ready to contribute momentarily to the big push agenda. We are prepared to partner government fully in building a self-reliant industrial Ghana. Ghana has the resources, Ghana has the entrepreneurs, Ghana has the industrial ambition. Under your leadership, Your Excellency, Ghana can move from being merely a mining country to becoming a mining-powered industrial nation. Let us build our mother Ghana together. Let us manufacture what we consume. Let us export what we produce. Let us create jobs with dignity. Let us transform local content into national prosperity. Long live Ghana, long live Ghanaian industry, and may God bless our homeland Ghana. Thank you, Your Excellency. Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you.